Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, the first month of the 23-24 wheat marketing year has been completed, and OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said there are some lessons to be learned from those wheat patterns.
If you look at, go back to January, wheat prices were between $7.50 and $8, moved up to around that $8.40 level. We saw quite a bit of volatility in that the first 6 months. The average price was $7.85. A single day price move up or down was plus or minus 45 cents, and the average daily price move was 12 cents. A lot of volatility in the market. A farmer told me, talking about these prices, that a price above $8 would be a relatively good price. And I agree with him on that. If you look at the June prices, we came into the June, the 2023 Oklahoma wheat harvest with wheat prices around $7.50 to $7.75. They came down to the $7.40 level, and then we had prices going back up in mid-June.
Anderson said this gives producers some ideas on how to sell their wheat.
It tells you that with this price variability, we need to stagger that wheat in the market. Be like that farmer. He established an acceptable price at $8. I think that was a little risky. I might have set it down around that expected average price of $7.75. Remember, the average June price was $7.67. So what's an acceptable price for your wheat that's in the bin going out into the July time period?
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, led by another outstanding month in Mexico and robust demand for variety meat, exports of U.S. pork continued to gain momentum in May. That's according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. While well below the record large value posted back in May of 22, beef exports improved from April and were the second largest behind March of 2023. May pork exports reached 261,361 metric tons, up 16% from a year ago, and the ninth largest on record. Export value climbed 12% to $731.1 million, also the highest since May of 21 and the seventh highest on record. Pork variety meat exports were particularly outstanding in May, setting a value record of $127 million. Beef exports totaled 116,159 metric tons, down 14% from May of 22's record, but up 4% from the previous month. Export value, $874.7 million, down 19% year over year, but still 2% above April. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.